My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they will never perish. My sheep hear my voice. How do we hear the voice of Jesus? How do we hear the voice of God speaking to us? How do we hear the voice of Jesus talking to us down through the centuries and in this day and age? How do we hear the voice of God? Well, firstly, you may say, well, we hear the voice of God in Scripture. We hear the voice of God, we hear the voice of Jesus speaking to us in the Gospels, in those red letters of Jesus, if you have a red letter edition of the Gospels, in those red letters of Jesus' words, we hear the voice of God speaking to us clearly, resoundingly, piercingly, piercing to our heart and soul. If we read Scripture, if we study Scripture, if we interpret Scripture, if we apply Scripture, we are hearing the word, the voice of our shepherd, the voice of Jesus. We are God's sheep and we hear his voice speaking to us through the words of Holy Scripture. Also, if we are attentive, if we are quiet, as we heard in the children's sermon today, if we are attentive, if we are quiet, we can hear Jesus' voice to us in prayer. Now, we normally think about prayer as the yakking that we do to God. All the talking, all the words, all the verbiage, all the litany of prayer needs and joys and concerns and the stuff that we reel off to God. We think that's prayer, but in reality, prayer is also listening to the voice of the shepherd, listening to the voice of God, listening to the voice of Jesus, quietly listening. I just came back from a little bit of vacation out to Carlsbad, New Mexico. On the way back, I stopped and had a wonderful few days at a monastery in quiet prayer and contemplation. And in the silence there in the desert, in the silence of the night, at the time of evening prayer, I could hear, as the choir quieted down for a time of quiet prayer, I could hear that voice. He may say, how do you know it's God's voice? How do you know it's the voice of Jesus? How do you know it's the voice of the shepherd? My experience tends to be that when you hear that voice saying stuff you don't want to hear that voice say, it has a better chance of being God than you. If it agrees with you, if it says, yeah, you're doing the right thing, yeah, keep doing what you're doing, sure you want to buy a new car, then you know it's your voice. But when you hear that voice saying something to you that you don't want to hear, telling you to do something you don't want to do, then my experience has been that has a good chance of being the voice of the shepherd, reminding you that we're about following Jesus. We can indeed hear and experience the glorious voice of the shepherd in the music of the church, in the hymns that we sing, in the anthems that we sing, in the sung liturgies of the church, in the doxology, the Gloria Patri. We hear the beautiful theology and faith of the church, yes, but we also hear the voice of God speaking to us quietly, reminding us of the love of God for all, reminding us that we are not alone, and that God has spoken to us throughout the centuries in the beautiful hymns and music of the church. If we will just listen to the words that we sing. Sometimes we get up and we sing a favorite hymn and we don't really hear what we're singing. Listen to the words of the hymns as we sing them. Listen for the voice of God in our hymns. In the liturgies of the church, like the sacrament of Holy Communion, if we listen, we can hear Jesus speaking to us. And I'm not just talking about in the words of the great Thanksgiving, where the words of institution, where we remember what Jesus said, "This is my body, this is my blood." But in also the reminder that I will never leave you or forsake you. And then when we eat and when we drink, we are reconnected through this sacrament to this sacrament. The grace that we have received in our baptisms, the before-going prevenient grace of God, which nourishes us and feeds us and enables us to receive the glorious Word of God internally, which we then do repeatedly when we partake of the sacrament of Holy Communion, of the bread and of the cup. These actions, baptism, Eucharist, the sacraments of the church, are a way in which we can hear the voice of the shepherd, the voice of God, the voice of Jesus Christ our Lord, speaking to us resoundingly, clearly. Come and be fed. Come and be nourished. Follow me and serve. We can hear the voice of God in the counsel of friends, loved ones, brothers and sisters in Christ. Sometimes we can be too close to problems, too close to issues, but someone with a little bit of objectivity can see it clearly for us. That's what a spiritual director does. Looks and hears what you say, looks and sees what you're doing, looks and listens, and then says, "Wait a minute. I think you're missing what Jesus is saying." And we can hear the voice of God. We can hear the voice of our shepherd in the words of those, in the voices of those to whom we reach out with a cup of water, with food, with clothing, with help. Jesus reminds us, when we give a cup of water in His name, we've given it to Him. When we feed the hungry in His name, we are feeding Him. And when we have not done so, we have not fed or served Him. So if we listen to the voice of those that we are called to reach out to with the grace of God, we can sometimes hear the voice of our shepherd speaking to us. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. If there's a challenge to hearing the voice of the shepherd, there's a challenge to following the shepherd. How do we follow Jesus? We sing the hymn, "I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back." But to get to the point where you would want to turn back, you've got to follow. You've got to do it. The faith is not just about hearing and agreeing. It's about doing, about following, about being active in our belief. That's why we need nourishment. That's why we need grace, the presence of Christ in our lives. In the sacrament of baptism and communion, we need God's grace to enable us to follow Jesus. And that's what the means of grace are for, in all of their manifestations. Scripture and prayer and fellowship, worship, communion, baptism, giving, serving, all the means of grace serve to enable us to follow Jesus. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. Listen for the voice of the shepherd today. Listen for the voice of God today. Listen for the voice of Jesus today. Hear and celebrate that amazing grace. Receive it afresh in the remembrance of baptism and in the sacrament of Holy Communion. Be nourished by His love. And then follow Jesus. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And may the people of God say, Amen.
In your presence, Lord, let me learn at your feet. I will taste the riches of your word by your grace upon grace. You set me free.
You have been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of the First United Methodist Church in Commerce, Texas, and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright 2016 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal. All rights reserved. For more information and for other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at First United Methodist Church, 1709 Highway 24, Commerce, Texas, 75428. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.